Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I have a run, do not walk. Yes, I do. By the way, and this is not my run, do not walk, but we rewatched The Last Dance over the weekend. Remember that came out during COVID?
Yeah.
About the Bulls?
It's incredible.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good. My run, do not walk is a movie that stars Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
And Luke Hemsworth. It was released in theaters earlier this year. Never heard of it.
Oh.
It grossed.
That popular, huh?
It grossed a blockbuster $6.5 million.
Oh, an art film.
Yeah.
Sounds like Horizon.
It's actually a war film.
Mm-hmm.
Action packed. Russell Crowe is brilliant, but very overweight in this movie. It's called Land of Bad.
Huh.
It's on Netflix.
All right. I'm looking for something new to watch. I'll watch it.
It is an SAM, short-ass movie, 114 minutes.
Good.
And it is fantastic. I loved it. It was a thriller, war movie.
I love it.
It was great.
And set during which time frame, I'm sorry? Which war?
No war.
Okay.
It's a secret ops.
Got it. Ooh, all right.
Love that kind of stuff.
I love me some secret ops.
This is the only thing about the plot that I'm going to tell you. This small group of secret ops guys... some are military, some are CIA,
mm-hmm.
are going in to get a CIA source. That's been captured.
Got it. I'm in.
They
got
to find him. They have no idea where he is.
Oh, God.
Delta Force.
Kind of like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. I'll watch it tonight.
Russell Crowe is back at headquarters in the States. He's a drone pilot who has to keep an eye out for the guys on the ground.
I love it.
It is a great, it's called Land of Bad.
Land of Bad.
Speaking of Run, Do Not Walk.
I was just going to say, speaking of Run, Do Not Walk, you go and then I'll go.
We have talked about The Bear quite a bit on this program.
Yes.
The first two seasons are phenomenal.
Yep.
Season three, I don't know what's going on.
When did it start?
Well, it came out a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And the first few episodes were great. They're a little bit different. It's more of like, I don't want to give it away, but it's not quite the same as the first two seasons. And I was waiting for it to speed up a little bit. And it has not.
It has not. Okay, so for those of you who missed all of the awards and all of the Emmy nominations, The Bear is the one about the behind-the-scenes kitchen chef.
It's going to clean house.
It's going to clean house, but it was so stressful.
22 nods.
22 nominations, but the first couple of episodes were so stressful, I stopped watching it. On to a third movie. What is going on with Twisters with Scott and Sam and Dana and Dan? I think you're going in Brian Busby.
So, first of all, Twisters is number one at the box office this weekend. $80.5 million.
Wow.
It spun all the way up.
Yep.
Went really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Right now.
Hit the box office like an EF5.
Okay.
You're
right. It has a huge audience rating summary. Huge.
Are we hearing if it's good or not?
The reviews are not awful.
Huh.
Now, listen.
And loaded with nostalgia.
I love to hate the original Twister movie, but if it's on TV, I'm a watching.
Mm-hmm.
We got cows.
Hashtag, there will be cows. Right,
tell me more about the statistics, and then I'm going to give you the New York Times Reader's Digest version of their thoughts on the film.
This was the third biggest opening weekend of the year, only losing to Inside Out 2 and Dune Part 2.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Bad Boys, Ride or Die wasn't up there?
No. Nope.
Didn't make it. Should have. Quiet Place Day One rounded out the top five with only $6 million.
That is stunning because A Quiet Place is one of the best, scariest, most well-done creative movies I've ever seen.
Now, in fairness, it opened strong but dropped off quick. It's already grossed $127 million.
Okay. My kids wanted to go see it over the weekend. It was just too nice out. I said, let's wait for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from...
Talk about the Twisters.
The New York Times.
Event.
Nearly 30 years later, Twisters, billed as a standalone sequel to Twister, has a bit of a tougher hill to climb. For one, the era of straightforward original blockbusters ended a long time ago, swallowed up by franchises, speaking of. Twister has its fans, but the only character Twisters shares with its predecessor is the tornado. And tornadoes aren't what they used to be either. The word climate change is never uttered in Twisters. Weather-driven inconvenience. Oh, okay, here we go. Let's get to the meat. In trying to appeal to a broader audience, Twisters takes on a tough challenge, and it mostly pulls it off. It is a movie about whole towns losing their homes, lives, and livelihoods thanks to a highly unpredictable and relentless weather pattern. Stop smiling at me.
Okay.
Here's my question for you. Because we live where we live, and because the storms have gotten worse over the years, is this one of those movies that if you are a survivor of one of these storms, you just don't have any appetite to go see it?
Like you have PTSD or something?
Absolutely.
Well, and I think a large population in the United States could care less about tornadoes. Couldn't care less, to use the proper term.
I don't know if that's fair. Like the movie The Perfect Storm, which came out years ago. I'm drawing a blank on who was in it. I think it was George Clooney was in that movie. Was about a hurricane that hit the Atlantic Northeast. It was a great movie. I don't live at the Atlantic Northeast.
I think tornadoes, even if you're not in Tornado Alley, Sam, I think you're fascinated by them in a way that, like, I'm fascinated with people who live in California. Like, what do you do when the house starts shaking? What does it feel like? I've slept through several earthquakes here that we joke about it. I had no idea that they've happened.
You have earthquake insurance.
I know. And I've slept through every single time. There's a little one, a tiny, tiny one on the whatever scale. Right. I sleep right through it. So I think there's
Richter scale?
There's a morbid fascination almost if you're on the coast with tornadoes.
Well, I agree with you on that.
The sports guys saw the premiere of it before it came out to the public.
How come they got to go to the premiere?
They've got connections.
We get Brian Busby.
We have our own premiere this Saturday, by the way. And if you would like to join us, we will be at the AMC Town Center 20. And you can register to win a pair of tickets, you plus one, by going to our website. It's right there. Dan, it's right there on the front of the website, right?
It's on our Facebook page, too.
It's on the Facebook page
as well. PG-13, by the way, for a little bit of bad language, but mostly intense scenes of storms and destruction. Yes, please.
The movie starts at noon. Doors open at 11. Brian Busby will be there, and he's sticking around afterwards for a Q&A session. Winners will be randomly selected and notified via email this coming Friday. The movie is Saturday at noon. Okay. AMC Town Center 20. We have 22 pairs of tickets to give away. Just go to our website, and you can register to win a pair of tickets to go see Twisters this Saturday with Dan and Parks and Brian Busby. It's free of charge.
From the text line, Scott, you've lived through a couple of tornadoes now. Are you worried about having any sort of visceral reaction from seeing the movie?
Are we
going to
have any PTSD from your owl that was knocked over in your backyard?
Knocked off the porch.
Oh, my God. The two of you are not doing this. I have been closer to a tornado than either one of you.
I'm not saying you weren't, but A, you didn't know it at the time. B, you were inside the entire time. And C, it knocked over a fake plastic owl.
Thrice.
I will rebuild.
You will.
You're unbelievable.
No, I'm not saying that you did not eventually learn that essentially in your backyard there was an EF.
Essentially?
One.
You mean in my backyard?
It was essentially in your backyard. Had it been in your backyard, you would have had damage. The school had damage, and I'm not denying it. The school in your backyard lost some fence, bleachers.
The scoreboard at the soccer field was destroyed.
I think the outer bands of that storm tipped over your owl. That's all I'm saying. It tipped over your owl.
Did you hear the amount of passion he just put behind the word destroyed?
I know.
Destroyed?
Did you file an insurance claim? I'm going to need someone to come up and grab my owl. Set it upright. Bop it up, bop, 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 bop. No, we ain't doing that because we've never heard about it or seen it.
Oh,
and we ain't covering it.
Oh, my God. You're just mad because I came that close to death.
We've covered a few things because we've seen a few things, like that owl that fell over in Scott Park's backyard. Da 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 da.
You're a jerk. I want to switch who we're sending to the Olympics. The WNBA All-Star team beat the Women's Team USA in basketball.
Oh, put the whooping on them.
117 to 109. It was the second time they had beat the Olympians.
Is this why I saw highlights of Caitlin Clark passing it to Angel Reese?
That would be correct. Yeah. That is why they were playing on the same team, yes.
What just happened? It was amazing. Go back and watch that highlight, by the way. It's amazing.
Clark and Reese were given loud ovations from the crowd during their pregame introduction.
By the way, both of them, Clark and Reese, set records as freshmen in the WNBA All-Star Game. Reese, the first to have a double-double as a rookie, and Clark with 10 assists, the first time a rookie has done that.
Let me read you this story from NBC News, and wait for it. Alexis Smith was crowned Miss Kansas last month, but a clip posted from her onstage interview in which she spoke up about domestic abuse has made the rounds online just last week. Smith won the Miss Kansas pageant on June 8th, and she and the organization posted the moment that Smith revealed that her alleged abuser was in the audience.
Yeah.
The pageant interview had just asked Smith how she would use her role as a brand ambassador if she won. Her vision was to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships. And I'm quoting here from her. Matter of fact, some of you out in this audience saw me very emotional because my abuser is here today. But that's that is not going to stop me from being on this Miss Kansas, from being on this Miss Kansas and from representing as the next Miss Kansas because I deserve healthy relationships. Smith did not identify her abuser in her answer or in subsequent posts.
Okay. We've got to talk about this because I'm sure if you work in the realm of helping domestic violence survivors, helping them flee, and domestic violence, by the way, does not necessarily mean domestic partner. Domestic violence can be domestic as in the home.
And we don't know.
We don't know. Think relative. Don't know.
She did not identify her abuser.
But why would the abuser be in the audience? So if you work in that realm, and we have, I believe, six shelters here that all work very closely together to help find beds for women and children who need them, and sometimes men, I think you would say this is shining a light again on a serious issue that I think sometimes people want to look the other way or sweep under the rug. So that's a positive thing. But the fact that they brought it up on stage, like, did she tell them, ask me about my past as a domestic violence survivor?
Well, no, they asked her what her platform would be if she were to win Miss Kansas.
Okay.
Right. How are you going to change the world with this?
So if it wasn't in some interview gotcha, we're going to see how she responds to this kind of question. I think it's fair game, and she brought it up, and
It was a rather open-ended question. If you were to win, what are you going to use your crown to do? And she said, I'm going to use it to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships, and my abuser is here today.
Incredibly strong response, by the way.
An audible gasp?
I can only imagine
in the audience.
A lot of times the response is like, I'm going to feed children, which, you know, great.
That is one of the most powerful answers I have ever heard in any interview. But let me also tell you, I know of one scenario, and I'm sure there are more, and I'm not going to get into the backstory, where a horrible human being with a track record of beating women went to a gala for domestic violence prevention.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I've struggled over the years when I think about stories like that. And now that she says my abuser is in the audience, the incredible gall and nerve and other things that I will not say on the radio it would take.
To walk into that auditorium.
It's sociopathic to walk into a fundraiser to support the domestic violence shelters, mm-hmm. knowing that you have put women in the hospital. And I'm super comfortable telling the story because he's now dead. And the world is a better place because of it. Sorry, I just said it. He is dead. But went to a fundraiser and sat in the audience, and I will tell you, he was asked to leave.
Was he called out from the stage?
Quietly, he was asked to leave.
Okay.
And I think it's one of those things like, you know, your company has a table and there's 10 people, you know, can you go? But the nerve to sit in an audience like that mm-hmm. with your documented criminal history of abusing women. And you have to wonder.
Is it intimidation?
I think it's intimidation. I think it's narcissism. I think it's...
I think it's more so narcissism than intimidation.
Arrogance?
Arrogance.
I am better than all.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that, Sam. Yeah. But that's kind of why, and it's, I guess, nobody's business, even though she brought it up. Don't you kind of want to know who is the abuser in the audience? And why are they there?
Well, whoever it was, or whomever it was, had to be slinking down in their seat. When she said that, I would be like, oh my God.
And there's been nothing else written about this prior.
She won't talk about it other than to say, my abuser is in the audience tonight.
My God. I cannot imagine a more powerful platform or person to represent it.
She won.
Of course she did. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's one of those answers where you remember what you were doing and where you were sitting when someone dropped that answer on you. I do wonder if the judges or the guy with the microphone or the MC went.
Yeah. How do you follow that?
Yeah.
What's your next question? Where is he?
Right. I mean, thank God I was not emceeing that event.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
You would be speechless.
Well, and I've judged pageants before. I've judged two.
I've emceed a trillion. I've emceed pageants and a trillion other things. That is one of those answers that would render you speechless.
Without question. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, the CrowdStrike outage from last week continues to have ripple effects. I was on the phone with Dana this morning, and I told her, I said, you know, my Mission Police, please close your ears. My driver's license has expired.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I headed down to 119th and Metcalf this morning.
Mine expired. Let me look at this, please.
You know where I found out my driver's license was expired?
When?
When I went to the bank.
Did they call you out and then refuse to cash your check?
No, the young man said, I'm going to allow you to pay your mortgage because I know who you are.
Okay.
I said, thank you, young
man. I have one more year until my license expires.
So mine expired on my birthday this year, which was about a month ago. I didn't know that until I went to go pay my mortgage on July 1st.
Okay.
So I go down to the driver's license bureau this morning, 119th and Metcalf. I'm walking up to the door. Security guards comes up to me and he says, do you have an appointment? I said, no. Was I supposed to make one? He said, well, we're still down from the CrowdStrike thing.
Oh, no way.
It's Monday, Dana. He goes, we only have two computers working. So they gave me a little slip of the QR code. This will be fun. And they said, just scan this with your phone and make an appointment. I haven't done that yet because...
You don't know how to use a QR code?
Because I'm Scott. So I'm going to try to figure that out tonight.
Okay.
And then they said, first appointment is on July 30th.
Oh.
That's how backed up they are right now.
Well, it was so bad they had a security guard. I've never seen a security guard there.
Yeah, there was a security guard.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. What happens if you allow your license to expire? Like, let's say I forget what, you know, I suppose if I got pulled over for speeding or something.
Driving without a license.
You would get an extra ticket.
I'm not driving without a license.
Is it current?
No, I would be very much driving with a license. This is my license.
That is worth nothing.
I have had the exact same Kansas license number since I was 14.
It never changes.
That's what I'm saying. I've been in the same state my whole life that I've been driving since 14. So
let me see your picture.
This would not be driving without a license. It would be driving with a license, but you need to go to the DMV.
You look so happy. You look happy.
One of my daughters went the other day.
You're only 5'2" tall.
Yeah, and shrinking. One of my daughters went the other day, Sam, and they took her picture, and she goes, "Oh, I don't like that. Can we do it again?" And the woman goes, "No." And then my daughter goes, "Can I see it?" And the woman goes, "No." One of them looks like a mugshot. She was like, "Oh, man, I got to stare at that for the next 5 years.
I showed you Maya's, didn't I?
No.
Oh.
Is it so bad?
Oh, please. The worst picture ever.
By the way, if you let your license expire for over a year, you will have to retake all of the exams.
So why wouldn't you do it for over a year, Sam?
So that's what I told him. I go, "Listen, Captain," I said, my driver's license expired a month ago.
Oh.
I said, "Do I have to retake this exam?" There was the other guy there who handed me the QR code. And he says, "Has it been expired more than a year?" And I said, "No, just 1 month. I just found out." And he said, "No, you're good." I said, "Okay, fine." So I'm all good.
All right.
But if I had to retake that test, I think I'd fail.
It's been a while since I've had to take you don't have to retake like the driving with a guy next to you portion, do you?
You have to take the paperwork test.
Well, that's if you let it expire for over a year in the state of Kansas.
Yeah.
By the way, it is driving with expired license would be the ticket that you would get.
What would be the fine on that?
I can't find anything for the state of Kansas.
Come on.
A legal expert says anywhere from $500 to a few $1,000s.
Oh, give me a break.
Here's Maya's driver's license photo.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks like she just got checked into the Lansing Women's Prison.
She does. Or like one of those horror movies where you think it's going to be a really nice person and then they look up and you're like, something's changed.
I'm about to die.
The devil is in that person. Get away from me.
Look at her. She looks mad.
I have one child who also took a passport photo like that. The other children were allowed to smile, but at the time, one of the children, they told her not to smile.
You're not supposed to.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why don't they want you to look happy in your passport?
You're not supposed to wear glasses. You're not supposed to wear a hat.
They want to be able to recognize you when you're not paying attention.
And so, here's the other reason I believe is in some countries, like when you go to Mexico, they make you look into a camera.
Okay.
Right? To see if it matches your passport photo, and you're supposed to just stare into the camera, no smile, no glasses, no
hat,
nothing.
But I'm a smiling person mostly all the time, and so if I come up to you and my passport photo looks like it's about to rob a bank, and I'm like, "Hey!"
You should see mine.
Oh, I've seen yours. It's terrible.
It's awful.
In your company photo that is hanging in this office for some reason.
It's bad.
I have written...
Shut up,
what
Sam.
What did I write to the left of that?
Mugshot.
I wrote mugshot because it actually looks like you've just been arrested here.
I know.
You hadn't shaved in a few days. You look like you need a bowl of soup and a hug.
Three hots and a cot, baby.
Maybe that's where I just came from. You don't know. Dakota in Kansas City. Hello, Dakota.
So I've actually gotten that ticket of driving on a expired license. You know, ADHD is fun, and you tell yourself that you're going to go get the license renewed.
Yep.
And here it is 6 months later, and you're being pulled over with an expired license. So,
do they really look?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. The ticket I was given was going to be $250. I went and got my license renewed that day, went into court to pay the fine, and the lady took my license and dropped the charge.
Good. As they should.
And
they should have a special ADHD line for Dakota for you and me.
What would it have been?
The reason they don't want you to smile is because they have a biometric systems that like scan what your face looks like when you're not smiling, and it can mess them up if you smile.
Okay.
Why can't they do biometric
with smiles?
With smiling.
Now it measures the distance between your nose and your top lip, your ear and your jaw, your corner of your eye to the corner of your lip.
And you know, I bet they don't store any of that information anywhere.
You know what he's saying, though, Scott. When you smile, you do change
the contours of your
contours face. And the biometrics of your face.
That doesn't apply to IDs, though. I'm smiling ear to ear in mine.
Are you really?
Really?
But in my passport, I do look like
I just smiling in my driver's license so that when I get pulled over, they're like, oh, she looks friendly. We're going to give her a warning.
How's that worked out?
What do you mean? You roll the window down and say, sorry, I did it.
You are the worst pullover person ever.
I think I'm the best pullover person ever.
You admit guilt.
Well, I've been told by friends of mine who happen to be in the legal profession not to do that next time.
You say?
Just said, let's just do the deal. She
I
goes,
was only going 45.
Do not ever say that again. That could be misconstrued in a thousand different
Tell
ways.
Tell everybody what happened when you got pulled over
on
Mission Road.
I was late and I yielded at a stop sign instead of stopping. It was more of a stop and go.
It was a roll and go.
It was not even a legit stop sign. It was like in this weird industrial area. But anyway.
That's a legit stop. Wait, what?
An industrial area in Prairie Village?
No, it was Mission.
There is no industrial area in Mission.
It's a stupid stop sign. But anyway, and I was late and I shouldn't have run it. And I knew as he went, broop.
What is the stop sign right next to?
And then
a tree?
It's the police station.
The Mission Police Department.
Okay. I know exactly the area you're talking about. That is not industrial. There's the city swimming pool.
Yes.
And a daycare center and the Mission Police Department and a neighborhood.
What I'm trying to say is that there's just not a lot of activity going. It's not like a residential neighborhood. That's all I'm trying to say.
It is a residential neighborhood.
He pulls me over, and I think he thought I was some common criminal because he, you know, got the bullhorn out and was like, pull into the DMV, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're using a bullhorn? It was like 1:15 on a Tuesday. So I pull into the DMV, and I'm like, this seems aggressive for a yield. And he comes over. He ought to call in. He comes over to the passenger side and leans down. And as I'm going, I'm guilty. I'm late. Just give me the ticket.
Oh, my God.
He looked up and he goes, really, D-Wright?
Oh, he knew who you were?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did he give you the ticket?
I will not confirm or deny. And I go, I'm sorry. I'm guilty. Let's just do the deal so I can go to work. I just give me the ticket. I said, just give me the ticket. I'm guilty.
You would be the, if I was a lawyer, I would not take you as a client.
My lawyer friends were not happy with me. They're like, let's just do the deal. They're like,
what is the deal?
Whatever you need me to do.
I mean, that could be construed as a bribe.
That's what she was saying. Well, it wasn't. I didn't know who it
let's
was.
Let's just do the deal.
Wait,
and
so
let
there's
me
body
go.
Cam footage of you saying, let's just do
yes,
the deal?
Yes,
oh, I'm putting in a sunshine law request on that.
I'm just trying to remember what month that was. I've got the video because I sent it to you because I thought, oh, God, I'm going to be late and then I'm going to be in trouble. Anyway, it was just right down the street.
And by the way, there's a difference between an industrial zone and a commercial zone.
Thank you. It was a rarely used commercial zone. Let's say that. It was like a Duds and Suds that's no longer there.
That's called Martway.
Avalotto's I used to love that restaurant.
Italian Delight.
Yeah, there's just nothing over there. So I'm like,
nothing over there. There's a Hy-Vee. There's a Planet Fitness.
You know what I mean. Where I was, there was no traffic at all. And I'm not saying that makes it okay to run a stop sign. I didn't run it. I
rolled through it.
Stop goad.
It was exactly November 8th of 2023.
I'll find it. November 8th. Okay. Anyway,
oh,
yeah.
I found it.
Oh, you found it. Okay. Anyway, it was a stop-go, stop-go, stop-go. Just roll the stop sign. God. He's coming up right behind me. God.
That goes on for 2 minutes.
She's listening to In Excess in the background. Play that again.
It goes on, and then he comes up to the window, and I go, oh, hi, I'm guilty. Just roll the stop sign. God. He's coming up right behind me. God. God. I got a warning. I'm sorry if y'all listen on podcast. We're going to have to go live here for a moment. What is closed and where? Southbound. I got the scout. Southbound I-35 is closed past I-70 westbound.
On the west end of the downtown loop.
Thank you.
Right there between 70 and 670. Southbound I-35 is closed.
But is it because of an accident or construction? Because I remember coming down that way a couple of weeks ago, and it was closed already due to construction.
It says incident.
Okay. Well, that's different.
And then below that, there are things that say scheduled. This one does not say scheduled. It just says incident.
This says description, crash.
Oh, well, there we go.
That's it.
That's succinct. Okay. But we mention it again because, my goodness, people are heading home from work right now. It's going to be a mess.
Angelina Jolie's lawyer claims that Shiloh Jolie has abandoned Brad Pitt's name after, quote, painful events involving her father, who continues to be more and more estranged to his family. Pitt has already been cut off of Zahara, Maddox, and Vivian Jolie, along now with Shiloh. It's unclear what Pax and Knox's policy to their father's last name is considering.
That makes me sad. That makes me sad for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's too bad. Jolie has accused Pitt of being verbally and physically abusive towards her children. He has denied it. But his children continue to pull away from him as they grow up and make their own decisions.
The text line is demanding to know, Dana, when you got pulled over, did you turn to the officer and say, this is going to ruin the tour?
What tour?
The world tour.
So my sister-in-law, Joe, who I'm a big fan of, she's the one who prints a lot of T-shirts. I go over to my mom's for dinner on Friday night, and my brother's family was in town, and Sam came down from South Dakota. He's on a one-week break from football training.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, that kid's gotten big. Wow.
Yeah, they make him work out.
They feed him, and they work him out like crazy. He has gotten huge. I watch my mouth around him now. But anyway, my sister-in-law had a shirt on that just said, she prints her own T-shirts, right? And just said, this is going to ruin the tour.
Oh, did you thank her already?
And underneath it, it just said, the world tour.
It's so good.
And where do we get one?
I can order you one.
I want one.
$10 a piece.
Real quick, this is not a topic, but I do think we just need to mention it. It's at the top of every single news website today locally that there are upgraded charges against one of the idiots that started shooting at the Chiefs parade, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the updated charge is one I have never heard of, quote, causing catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that.
I don't disagree with that charge. I have just never heard of that charge.
It is a Class A felony. It is a charge that is applied when you release a stampede of people where 10 or more people are hurt.
He was already charged with second-degree murder, 2 counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. A Jackson County grand jury charged him with causing catastrophe. I could not be a bigger fan of that charge because there were so many injuries that the prosecutor's office didn't even hear about for days or maybe weeks later as people tried to flee.
Something tells me that the other folks who are charged in this as well will be hit with the same charge.
Good.
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 Just a thought.
I don't think the charges could be severe enough.
A total of 22 individuals, many of them children, were injured as a result of the hysteria and panic, understandably, that happened after those idiots started shooting.
Not that there would ever be an excuse, but did we ever learn what the motive was for all of this?
Yeah, someone dissed someone.
Oh, somebody got dissed?
Yeah,
it was a verbal argument between two groups of people. Yeah,
who were unknown to one another, Scott. Not that it would be okay if they were known to one another. One group over here that did not have any
thing to do
relationship
with the other
at all with the other group. Someone, quote, dissed somebody.
It was reported that there was taunting. They were saying things like, I'm going to get you or something like that.
Okay.
Dumb.
In other news.
By the way, they are asking for anybody who was hurt who has not given their testimony yet to reach out.
Just reach out to the prosecutor's office.
Good. Please do. Xander Schauffele won the British Open over the weekend.
So good.
For his second major of the year, delivering a masterpiece at Royal Troon with a 6-under-65.
He shot a 65.
To overcome a two-shot deficit and give the Americans a sweep of the majors for the first time since 1982.
Wow.
Schauffele won the PGA Championship at Valhalla 2 months ago by making a six-foot birdie putt on the final hole. In a final round set up for big drama, nine players separated by three shots at the start, Schauffele made it look like a nice walk along the Irish Sea.
I watched it all weekend. Even those miserable in the stands, because on Saturday, did you see, it was pouring down freezing rain.
Also, there's an airstrip right behind one of the holes. First player, seems very uncomfortable.
By the way, first player since Jordan Spieth in 2015 to win his first two majors in the same season.
Yep. Back to back.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.